This is the Celt Father, and in 2015, I took a small group of 8 people on a Celtic invasion of County Donegal. One of the highlights was Slieve League. These are the highest ocean cliffs in Ireland, 3 times higher than the more famous Cliffs of Moher. The cliffs are stunning, but what was just as fascinating was Patrick Maloney, a young man selling walking sticks and dulse, which is basically Irish seaweed that I developed a tasty appreciation for, first in Belfast and then again on top of Slieve League.
Patrick Maloney, and so we are on the top of Slieve League, and what brings you up here? The highest cliffs in Europe, is that right?
Yeah, we're about 1,972 feet in the air at the moment. And college fund, I'm upselling walking sticks and dillisk, which is a local seaweed we get.
And dillisk I find is just fast, tasty, first off. Tell me what is dillisk? Seaweed?
It's seaweed that grows on the rocks. You can get it on other seaweeds, like a sloke and that it grows on. But it's really good for you. It's full of iodine, iron. It has all your nutrients that you would ever need in it. But I remember when I was away and I used to hate the stuff. My uncle used to have a big bowl of it on the table. I remember picking away at it and, oh, God, it was dreadful. But now I eat half my own stock. Hard to sell when I eat it myself.
Right. So it's you take the seaweed. What do? You dry it?
Yeah, well, it depends on the day. If it's not really nice, you have to wait for a spring tide. Like, it's real far out in the rocks. Uh-huh. So If you just have a normal tide out, you'll not be able to get it. You'd wait for it to go really far out. But when you go down, you pick it. What we do sometimes is we dry it on the rocks. If it's really sunny day like today is, probably like 20 degrees out now. Uh-huh. So we would dry it in the rocks. But if it's not like that, we put it into nylon bags or a creel, which is a wee woven basket that they used to put in the donkeys in that for the turf. And we take it up the house and we have linen sheets out in the garden and we spread it in that. But with the dillisk, you can't get it wet. It has to be bone dry. If there's any rain, you have to rush out and bring it in as fast as possible or it will spoil it all completely.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. And the taste, of course, it, like my friend said, it tasted like the sea.
It tastes a wee bit. Some people find it fishy. Some people find it very salty. It depends how quick it dries. I remember my last batch, very, very salty. You'd be spreading it on the table and it would be white after you because it was dried slowly. And so, it was...
So the salt can... Is that... Now, I had some in Belfast, and I was wondering if it was... If, you know, they... It looked like they added salt. I don't know if they added salt or if it's...
No, it just dried. Comes like that.
Really?
Like, today I was picking this. There was a wee drizzle in the air. So when you're picking it, it washes off the salt. But if you get it just as the tide goes out, it's going to be very salty. If you wait a while, it won't be as salty.
So I have to buy 2 bags just so because I got the best stuff right here.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right, okay.
I've about 3 kilos in there you can buy off.
Buy a whole bunch of it. Awesome.
Aye.
Awesome. Now, why up here? Why? I mean, is it just the great view or do you like all the people or what is it?
Well, this is my first year. I've only been up about 9 days so far.
Uh-huh.
But it was actually a local... It's treating me well. Like, you have your good days and your bad days. But actually, a local farmer from Killybegs told me to come up with the walking sticks. He got me started off. He gave me about 50-odd walking sticks. And I made my own trailer.
Uh-huh.
Myself. My father made the trailer before me. And I added on, like, a wee canopy in that.
Uh-huh.
But it's handy. You don't... Well, I don't know if you have to pay rates or not, because I don't.
Right.
But... No, it's handy. Like, I looked everywhere in Killybegs for a job in Ireland, and there's no jobs going about in Ireland at the moment.
Oh, really?
Unless you have a degree, you'll not get anything. So I thought, why not come up here?
Right, and see
what
happens.
Do something different.
Which I think is a great... I mean, of course, I'm all, like, about the independent stuff, so...
Yeah.
Anytime you can do something, work for yourself. I love that.
Best so, office in the world.
And I mean, yeah, the office is pretty nice. I'm looking out to the ocean, and... The cliffs, and holy moly. You know?
If you don't have Factor 50 on, though, you'll burn to a crisp.
I know. I was telling him, I'm getting my Irish suntan. I'm like, that's not supposed to happen here.
Irish suntan. The outside of your arm's red, and the inside's white.
Uh-huh. Exactly. All right. Well, thanks so much.
You're
I appreciate
very welcome.
It. So you're just going to be doing this for the summer?
I'm going to be doing this for the summer now.
And see if anyone else comes around, you'll beat them off with your stick.
Actually, I sell them to all the bus drivers.
Oh, good.
What the bus drivers do, they get a good Hawthorn one with a bit of copper at the bottom. Good, uh-huh. Good strong one. And I have the tourists going, like, get in the fucking... trying to bait them into the bus.
Right.
Because it'd be all the way up the mountain.
And if someone wants to buy it to walk up the hill, they can do that too. But double use. Always good. Awesome. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
If you enjoy this episode, then please post a review on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. Subscribe to the show at KeltFather.com, where you can join my mailing list and download a free album of Celtic geek music. Special thanks to all of my patrons over on Patreon. You can support my craft for as little as $1 per month. Become a patron at markgun.com/patron. Then post feedback in the show notes using the hashtag KeltFather on social media. Or email me, mark@markgun.com. Talk to you later, Sláinte.